This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. China reported more COVID-19 cases as it entered the third week of its current outbreak on Monday, while some cities added rounds of mass testing in the effort to stamp out locally transmitted infections. The highly infectious Delta variant has been detected in more than a dozen cities since July 20th, and officials have asked local government authorities to rigorously track infections and close loopholes in control efforts. Sunday's 125 new confirmed infections on the mainland included 94 locally transmitted cases, with 81 while the rest were imported from abroad, according to Chinese health authorities on Monday. Most of Sunday's local patients were in the central city of Zhengzhou and the eastern city of Yangzhou, according to the government. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned on Sunday that the country is failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC television, "We should not really have ever got to the place we are." A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000 deaths. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000. That's their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. Children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected.